What is up, everybody? Welcome to our brand new podcast, TV West Saves the World, brought to you by your very own TV West team. My name is Tariq. Today I'm joined by
Carson
and the illustrious Brogan.
And today we have a very interesting topic for you. So let's get right into this. First topic of the day, lanyards.
Well, I would say that lanyards are an interesting policy because I already have my lanyard right here. But
That's not a lanyard. That's a string purse.
It's a lanyard.
It's technically a lanyard.
It's a string purse.
It's technically a lanyard.
Okay. So let's
I'll fight that to the death.
Okay. I don't want to fight you to that. Anyway,
I do.
Ford White on his Instagram, he uploaded a design for the West High School student's lanyard. And it looks pretty sick, not gonna lie. I'd cop it.
If you want to make a design for the new lanyards, bring it in to him as soon as possible, because they're going to be ordering them before the second semester, so hurry in.
Not only that, if you're wondering any questions about how the whole lanyard situation is going to go, if you lose it, don't worry. Ford White commented on Noah Casanto's post when he asked, what if we lose it? He says, we got extras. What do you think about that, Carson?
About the lanyards, or we got extras?
Both.
All right. We got extras. We got more, all right? If you lose it, you get it back, all right?
That's pretty generous if you think about it. I mean, yep. I think when, no matter how cheap it is, when you're ordering for, like, that many people, that's a lot of money. So I think we should all give a big shout-out to Ford right there. And if you're listening, we appreciate all the work you do for West High. And I would say, if you're listening to this podcast and you can applaud, please do so, because I think we need to give a big round of applause to our administration for helping us through this lanyard situation.
Yeah. Alrighty, moving on. State tennis. Girls tennis. Have any of you been going to any of their games recently?
No,
I haven't, but I think we might be able to get some filming on our regular TV West show soon about that.
I went to one of the games. They were looking pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Definitely think they have potential to take it this year.
Okay.
I'm not sure how any of the updates are going, but I'm hoping they kick it through and kick butt as usual. Mm. In other news, football. I don't know if we talked about this, but football had a game last week, I believe. It was at home here against Taylorsville. Did any of you guys go to that one?
I did not go to it, but... Didn't they win, right?
No, actually, I think we lost. Go team!
And moving on to volleyball, there is a game next week on the 8th, at which is a home game against Bingham at 6 p.m. If you want to pop in, I'll be in the field house, I assume, and you can watch the game. Support your Lady Panthers.
All right. Is there anything else about sports?
No, not much. One thing I do really want to talk about, though, did anyone see Ford White's last few posts on Instagram, like the 18th of September, by chance?
No, I did not.
You know, that's, what's your guys' take on this, you know? Yes, I know, Joe. He's my bro.
I don't get it, but...
That's very spiritual to me. I think Ford White's really trying to tell everyone that Joe is, in fact, his bro.
And I think we need to support him. You know, I mean, that takes a lot of courage to admit.
If Joe is your bro, you know.
Yeah, if anyone knows a Joe, tell him he's your bro, man. Mm. Do it while you still got time. Yeah. West High School, we have something to tell you. Cool. Did you know that we have sweatshirts? That is right. We have freaking sweatshirts. West Panthers 2020 football logo. Looking nice. Great quality. All the usual stuff.
And they're really soft, too.
Look at that.
Yeah,
that looks so good.
You guys can't see this physically, but it looks great. I definitely think you guys should look for yourselves. I mean, I don't know what else there is to say.
That's like Matt's Preps selling stuff.
Yeah.
No, because I saw people from our school wearing it.
Yeah, but that just means they bought it off Matt's Preps.
Stuff direct.
Yeah.
A lot of schools have like the school store and everything.
I think ours is in the alumni office. They do, but I haven't seen it open for a long time.
You'll find something.
Go to Lost and Found, get yourself some nice new clothing. It's like the DI, but cheaper.
and you can't get cheap, and you can't get cheaper than free. So I mean, there is that.
I mean, you can, but that's pretty difficult. That's like getting a car, but the person's also paying you.
But that's not cheaper because you're not paying anything to get the item.
Yeah, but you're earning money instead of losing money. You see what you see what?
Fair point.
Stonks 100. Anyways,
all right, moving on.
Let's take a look at some of the clubs here, because, you know, that's very interesting. Yeah. Bro Astana's, give me your take on that right now.
Bro Astana's, I think they're pretty cool, not going to lie. They dance. Do you know what else they do?
Dance?
Dance.
Yeah, that's also pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I was out there at the homecoming assembly, and they put on an impressive display. I would say every time I've seen them out there, I'm at our assemblies or anywhere else, really, they always deliver an outstanding performance and a great equivalent to the Astana's.
They're always.
I would honestly argue they're better than the Astana's.
Why is it? Because they're a smaller group?
No, it's not because they're a smaller group. It's because the Astana's have like an actual coach, and they go through routines over and over and over. But Bro Astana's, they're just like, yo,
they just come
let's
up
do
with
this.
It.
Yeah,
they just come
it's
up
like
with
freestyle.
It. And they roll with it.
They do what they want.
Kind of like this podcast.
Yeah. And yeah. Another thing, I think there's a lot of controversy around Bro Astana's. I feel like a lot of people have a negative opinion around them because of some of the, I guess, gay derogatory dances they've done. Some people have found it hilarious. Some people think it's stupid. Me personally, I think it's just funny.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to like dance, I mean, technically it's just like an expression of art. And I don't really think that that's supposed to... I don't think they're intending to offend anyone or, like, cause trouble. They're just trying to make a really impressive visual display of their... I mean, they look really cool when they're doing it.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't know any of Astana's that can break dance.
To be fair, good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next club.
JROTC. What's your guys' take on that?
Well, they're
aside from the chocolate, because everybody knows their chocolate is bangers. I don't care what anyone says. Dollar for world's finest chocolate.
That's all.
Caramel, crisp, almond, original.
No chocolate.
All of it, yeah.
The dark chocolate.
I never have a dollar on me.
Yeah, I feel bad because I always want to buy it.
I was just in PE and there were kids literally fighting over like, oh, can I get some money? You know, I got to get some of that chocolate.
Yeah,
you know?
I ended up PayPaling a guy yesterday actually so he would give me $5 so I could buy chocolates. Honestly worth it. Those were the best 5 caramel chocolate bars I ever had, but that's also the best 1,000 calories of diabetes I've ever had. So I don't know.
Stay healthy, Tarek.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, you know, bro. Yeah, you know, JROTC, guns, flags, national anthem, all that fun stuff.
They do a good job with all that, I would
really
say.
If you're really into
it. Their uniforms are cool, too.
Yeah,
for sure.
I bet you really like it if you're really into it, and they seem to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go into the armed forces, that's a really good segue. Yeah. And I think I'm glad that they do that program, you know?
And I'm glad it's pretty big, too. Like, there are a lot of people that are in it.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish they would salute more people, though.
Yeah.
This isn't communism. you can't. Do
what does that have to do with anything?
You want them to salute Stalin, don't you?
I don't. I didn't.
Where are you going with this?
I didn't say they have to salute everybody. I just
said
they had to salute
their
classmates.
Moving on. National Honor Society.
Is that just like honors classes?
Yeah, but it's like the people that like regulate it.
Oh.
And it's like they've got the Junior Honor Society, and they've got people that are a part of that.
Hold on. All right, can we scrap this for a second? I have a question.
Yeah.
Some of these clubs here, I don't think I ever hear a thing about them. Okay, and I don't want to just say this and be completely wrong, so I'm just going to run some clubs, and don't even say like an opinion. Just tell me if you've ever heard of the club at all. All
right. National Honors, I've not heard of it. So.
Okay, well, yeah, so we can put that out of the way. West Teens Making a Difference Club.
I mean, I've heard of that because I think Tabor's the one who does that, takes people out there. That's...
No, it's Miss Aldridge.
Oh, well, then I'm completely wrong.
Pro Start Club.
I didn't know there was a club for that. I thought it was a class.
I'm in the dark for a lot of things, so...
I mean, I know what Pro Start is, but they have a club? I didn't know that.
Needlework Club.
What?
wait, what?
Yeah, okay, what else?
Are you sure all these clubs are still, like,
around? Are you sure these are real?
I mean, these are from this year, so I'm, real life peer tutoring club.
I mean, I would expect a tutoring club, but I didn't know existed.
Is that, like, the same as just the after-school tutoring? Because I think that might be what they have to name it in order to...
Yeah, okay. Because that would make sense.
That's in room T134. Really nice teacher. Go down there, get some tutoring help after school, Monday through Thursday.
Rotary Interact Club.
Okay. I just thought it... I just... isn't Rotary just, like, the snooty people who, like... make decisions about, like, small towns?
Oh, wait, I thought Rotary was, like, when something is, like, revolving, like a Rotary clock.
Yeah, well, but, like, the Rotary is, like... Here, let me look that up.
No, it's okay. All right, let's just move on, okay?
On. It's a big list.
Science, I'm still looking Science up. Olympiad.
Well, yeah, that's just where they, like, do cool stuff, and who's the counselor on that? The advisor?
Let's see here. That would be Miss King, Crystal King.
Crystal King? Yeah, so there were, actually... was in her class last year, and basically they just go into cool science competitions, they go on some trips, and they win some prizes. So, you know, pretty cool. It's actually like a team, I think.
Okay, so this is definitely something I think is necessary, but I've never heard of it. Like, I've never heard any mention of this in the announcements or anything. Future Problem Solving Club.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like I said, I'm in the dark about
it. I've heard of FPS, and we did a little bit of that in, like, 5th and 6th grade, which was a long time ago, but...
Okay, yeah, but have they ever done anything here at this school, like, at all?
I mean, obviously they have, but... Because they're there, but, like, what do they do?
I don't know.
I would say that, like, if you guys want your club to be known, and you think that you're an unknown club, like, contact this man.
Yeah, dude, you guys deserve the same recognition as... Dance Co. and JROTC and basketball. Come on, hit us up.
Yeah,
and Mr. Mr. Baca, and he'll do the segment.
Yeah.
But we'll do wait,
guys. Did you know that there's a club just for the Panther mascot?
Just for the mascot.
What do they do? Like?
I think they just practice being the mascot.
Oh, they practice being the mascot. I thought you meant like they just like kneel in front of the Panther and do like some sort of ritual or something.
I mean, I bet that happens too.
Wait a minute. Okay. Whoa, blacksmithing club. I knew that was like a thing, but I've never heard of anything for them either.
I don't think we have any blacksmithing stuff in West.
Mr. Bartholomew is the advisor for that. So, very interesting. Very interesting. I gotta admit. Okay, guys.
All right.
Stay with me here. Are you staying with me here?
I'm with you.
Science Fair Club.
I mean, it's...
Is that different than the Science Olympiad Club?
Are they just the club that, like, manages the science fair?
Or are they the club that, like, you can join if you always want to do science fair every year
I'm pretty sure the science fair is an optional thing, and that's where you go to do the science fair.
Well, it's optional for, like, certain people, but, yeah. Like...
Guys, all right. We have mock trial, right? You know where you...
That's cool.
Peer Court Club.
Oh, I actually have heard of this.
Well, yeah. So, I have it. But I think it's similar to mock trial, but it's more like... I think they simulate, like, with a jury or something. So, like, jury of your peers, whatever. I don't know. It seems really similar.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
I don't know how they got that past.
Model United Nations Club.
They
don't they just like behave like the United
no,
Nations
they,
like the board meetings
I'm sure
and stuff.
You, I'm sure you've heard of them.
No,
like
one person
they're really
gets
famous.
A
well, yeah, and then like they like make a conference kind of like the United Nations, they have like debates, deliberations. They go on trips, and I mean they're in the announcements quite often. Yeah. You know, I think they already went on a trip to somewhere. Somewhere.
Okay.
Uncomfortable.
So I know this was a class, but I didn't know we had a club for it.
What?
American Sign Language Club. I knew we had a club.
The ASL club. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense.
I mean, I could see that. I mean, it would be because it's like it is a language, but like they don't consider it to be a language like for like credits wise. I would say that is an interesting club. Like, I'm not in it, but I know people who have been in it before, and it's basically just like if you want to have fun. if you enjoy doing ASL, that would be a fun club for you to join, like you make like performances. I'm just assuming that that is a place you can go if you like want to, like, those people like do the sign language for the national anthem, mm-hmm. or like the sign language for the West theme.
Talking about sign language, like, do you guys think it should be an actual language, like, credit?
Honestly, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I feel like they've definitely been on the ropes about talking about making it an official credit for the IB program, mm-hmm. but there's still no confirmation, and I feel like it's a muck point because, in my personal opinion, I do think it's a language.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is a language, and that's the thing, is because a lot of languages have sign language variants. But because that just diversifies the language field so much, it makes it difficult to cover all the languages that we teach, right?
Well, that's true, but like...
You know, I think we should move on. How about this? Would you like to join the blacksmithing club?
Me personally, no. It's just not my thing.
Right?
I feel like it would be interesting, but like, no. If I had to answer right now, no.
Right.
All right, let's forget that. I have a very important topic here. Very, very, very important topic.
All right. News report.
Mario Kart Mobile.
Mario Kart Tour, right?
Yeah.
How many downloads does it have, Tark?
Let's figure that out, because I'm not going to lie. I have it.
I downloaded it, but there was a lot of... It was so hard to link my account to it.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I have it. I'm, like, at the latest cup. I'm first place in every single weekly thing.
That's insane, man.
I think it's cool.
It's the number one game around the world in racing category, and it's ranked 4.8 stars with 600,000 people rating it.
Well, that's crazy.
So if that's how many people reviewed it, how many people have downloaded it?
Quite a bit.
That's a wow.
Yeah. Hold on,
I think it really tells you.
Yeah. Also, another thing, Call of Duty Mobile.
I'm not playing.
Oh,
yet.
Actually,
it actually looks really good, though.
I have an update, like, everybody. Mario Kart Tour has over 10 million downloads, and that's just on Android. There might be twice as many, maybe even three times as many, on the Apple circuit. It has a 4.5 on the Google Play Store, and it is the number one top free app around the world. And it is also an editor's choice app, so it's highly recommended. And people are saying that, like, it's hard to get used to the controls, but it's a good game overall, and the graphics are pretty good.
That's exactly what I was going to touch on. It's really hard to control. It's weird.
And I think
it is. You need a pretty big phone to be able
really
to.
You don't even need. I don't think you really need a big phone. So if you use the drift mechanic, I feel like it's actually just skill based. I'm not even gonna lie. You have to understand it, like, how to angle
it. But I do think.
Like, actual.
I wish that, like, you could do. I wish you could do it in landscape mode as well, because you'd have a lot more room to navigate. And I do think they can make the UI work for that as well.
Yeah.
So now that we're done talking about Mario Kart,
Call of Duty Mobile. Okay.
It's a Guns of Boom-esque style game. I personally really like it.
It's just Call of Duty.
Yeah, like, it's literally just it's basically taking, like, Modern Warfare 2 and kind of modernizing it in a way.
Yeah, and this one is about as popular as Mario Kart, and yet it has 0.2 stars higher, a million reviews with 4.7, 10 million downloads. And it is the second place game around the world, free. It has Battle Royale, Fast, 5v5, and Zombie game modes. I'm assuming if you've ever played on the console, it is recognizable, but it is not exactly the same. Some people are saying that they like it, and that it has customizable controls, HD gaming, and 3D graphics and sound. And it also has multiplayer maps from COD Black Ops, Modern Warfare, and there's also a 100-person Battle Royale survival map. It'll be interesting to see how that mode plays out as the game moves forward, because Battle Royale has just become so popular worldwide. It'll be interesting to see how people take that, especially with Call of Duty.
Yeah.
On a mobile platform as well.
Yeah, that's a very interesting topic to touch on.
I'm watching Tarek play right now, and it looks like it runs pretty well.
Tarek, could you give us some audio, man?
Yeah. Here we go.
Sorry, playing online right now?
Yeah.
What mode are you playing, man?
I'm currently playing Team Deathmatch.
It is very new. It was just released on September 30th, and the beta release was last updated on the 25th. It has over 10 million downloads, as I said earlier, and is just over a gigabyte of space. So if you have enough space, make sure to download Call of Duty Mobile or Mario Kart Tour, because both of them are, as far as I can tell, the most popular apps around the world right now.
And they're also free.
Yeah, and speaking of which, not to like flex or anything, but it's I'm kind of on a kill streak right now. I got my second score streak.
And also, in case any of you're wondering, neither of these have ads, but they do have in-app purchases up to $100. So just keep that in mind. I would say Mario Kart was a lot more hyped because Nintendo has released a couple of mobile games.
I feel like Call of Duty is kind of just like the underdog, because not a lot of people outside of the Call of Duty community that were really like hyped for this were paying attention to it. And then when it released, it was like an explosion. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone was playing it, Call of Duty fan or not.
Right.
And that like to be worldwide in every single genre, to be number two in the world for that type of stuff, like being a very specific demographic type of game, that's very impressive.
Oh, yeah, it's very impressive. Also, as I was saying earlier, Nintendo has released a multitude of games recently. They currently have 5 games and 8 apps in total, including the Nintendo. There's 2 Nintendo Switch apps, one for Nintendo Switch Online and Switch Parental Controls. They have an Animal Crossing Live wallpaper app. Interesting for any of those who like that game. There's also Pocket Camp for Animal Crossing. And there's Dragalia Lost, Super Mario Run, and Dr. Mario World. Mario Kart Tour is the newest and has the highest rating out of all of the apps. Super Mario Run has been around for a lot longer. It has been around since March 22nd, 2017. And people like that game as well.
I thought it was really weird.
Yeah, I played it a while too, but I think that Nintendo is oversimplifying video games.
Honestly, I think it's a good thing because
it's meant for short.
And not only that, in this modern era of people who are now like considered millennials, right? The 1900s people, they're on their phone, and I think they too like playing the games. Right. So I think them simplifying it just makes it easier for a wider audience.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, couldn't they just have an option to control it with one tap and then also have, like, a multi-tap, like, kind of like a console similar thing? Like, a way to jump and, like, move back and forth, like, with a joystick or something?
Are you talking about Mario Run, right?
I'm talking about anything, because you can play those with a controller. And, like, you could, especially in portrait mode, you can fit, like, controls in the bottom half and then, like, have the game be up there. I'm not necessarily saying that the current way that they're doing it is bad. In fact, I actually like Super Mario Run, and I'm planning on unlocking the full version. But
it's different.
It is different, and I think that is the only problem, is that if you've played the console versions, it's not an adequate replacement.
It's not the same. It's more of a different game, just with the same characters.
Yeah, and I mean, the graphics are cool, right? But I feel like...
Okay, but what about Luigi? I feel like no one's talking about what happened to Luigi. Where is Luigi in Mario Kart?
Well, Luigi is...
Luigi's Mansion 3.
You can play against it, but I don't think you can beat it yet. I don't think they've had
Dude,
that.
Dude, he just won his deathmatch.
Oh, nice
I just won team deathmatch. Oh, and that was the final kill cam. Nice.
Funny.
Give us your opinion on the new Mario Kart Tour mobile app.
Fun or not? I mean... It's okay, but like the controls are weird to get used to. They're a bit weird to get used to just because it slides a lot. But I mean, I don't have anything against it. It's fine. Actually, I do have something against it. The in-app purchases are really obnoxious.
Also, there's no Luigi.
That's true. I didn't know that, but that's a good point.
Give us Luigi.
He really wants Luigi.
Yeah, Nintendo, if you're listening, we really want Luigi.
And Bring Wario. And Waluigi.
Oh, yeah, Waluigi's pretty cool.
Okay, don't get too cocky now.
Waluigi in Smash Bros. Can we do it?
I would say Carson's been the nicest out of all of us.
I was gonna say your mother, but...
I don't think Tark can
just
stop.
Just saying your mom is so funny.
Any your mom joke is the ultimate comeback. someone could literally roast you in every way. Your hairline, your eyebrows, your mustache, your ears, the way your hair is combed, and then you just say your mom and they lose.
Or know you.
Nah.
It's like if
it's not really it's not really as tasteful.
If they say your mom, then you say know you.
Yeah, that's how
it's you use a terrible insult with another terrible
the
insult.
The only thing that counters know you is a Uno reverse card.
The only thing that counters that is double reverse.
I don't think saying Uno reverse card really works out in an argument.
Couldn't you just say reverse? Because saying Uno reverse card really doesn't add any power to the statement.
The rule is you can only use it if you have the Uno reverse card on you. Then you just pull it out and you auto win.
So should I just carry one around with me?
Yeah, that's what I do. You don't...
Okay, I see
where that. Is it?
In my backpack.
Go get it.
Yeah, go get it.
That's all the way in the other studio.
Just go get it.
No.
Literally the other room.
Just go get it. So... I don't know. Do we want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, did you unplug the mics?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is just the other one.
I'm sorry. So, I would say thanks for being with us today for the first episode of TV West Saves the World.
Yeah. So, now you guys...
I don't know. Do you want to have regular releases, or should we just do the come as it may?
Yeah.
Let's do a couple more episodes. And
After a couple more episodes, we'll figure out how we're going to do the schedule. Right. It might be sporadic. It might be scheduled. We'll let you know within the next one or two episodes how we're going to plan to make that work. But yeah.
Anyway, thanks for joining us today on TV West Saves the World. We do hope that you enjoy this podcast. Depending on where we release this, you might not be hearing this for a while. But we did record this on October 3rd, 2019. And just give us your feedback. You know, come on in. Email Mr. Baca. Email any of us, really. And we will try to incorporate your feedback. I think what we really want from this podcast is just an alternate way of getting our information out there without annoying people too much, because I know that our videos have gotten pretty negative feedback in the past.
Yeah.
That's a light way to put it.